Welcome to Falun Gong News Direct from China and around the world from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: lawyer asks for judge to be replaced. Nearly 100 practitioners still held in Liaoning Women's Prison. A strong energy field at the Calgary Health Show. Woman faces trial for exercising her right to belief. Top designers of Western Taiwan impressed by Shenyun's creativity. And Taiwanese policemen drawn to learn Falun Gong while researching persecution in China. Now for the stories.
Lawyer asks for judge to be replaced. Mr. Liu Xiaoping was tried for the second time at the Jiaxi County Court on the afternoon of March 10, 2015. The trial had to be postponed for several hours after Mr. Liu's lawyer requested that the presiding judge be replaced because the judge refused to remove Mr. Liu's handcuffs and was biased. Mr. Liu's lawyer, Chen Qian, asked the judge to order the handcuffs be removed from the defendant. The judge replied, "The handcuffs don't need to be removed if the bailiff thinks it's not necessary." The judge later said that Mr. Liu needed to keep the handcuffs on because he was involved in a serious case. In the USA, for example, handcuffs only remain on defendants considered to be flight risks or potentially violent. The lawyer argued that in China, typically, only defendants sentenced to life were handcuffed during a trial, and it was unfair for the judge to form an opinion of Mr. Liu's case before the trial had even begun. The judge ignored the lawyer's request. Lawyer Chen then asked that the judge be recused because he was unfair and biased toward Mr. Liu. He further stated that it was already unjust that Mr. Liu was being tried. The judge left the courtroom for 30 minutes to check with his superiors about the request for his recusal. When the judge returned, he stated that the president of the court said he should remain as judge. He then ordered the bailiff to remove the handcuffs from Mr. Liu, and the trial finally began after 4 p.m. Mr. Liu made an innocent plea, while his lawyer argued that the persecution of Falun Gong was against the law and the Chinese Constitution. Mr. Liu was innocent, but several officers abused the law and fabricated so-called evidence of a so-called crime nevertheless. The judge interrupted Mr. Liu and the lawyer's defense multiple times during the trial, which ended in 2 hours. Background information. Mr. Liu was arrested in August 2014 and severely beaten in a detention center. The Jiaxi Procuratorate rejected his case on December 10, 2014, due to lack of evidence. The police, however, submitted his case to the Procuratorate again on January 8, 2015.
Nearly 100 practitioners still held in Liaoning Women's Prison. Located in a northwestern suburb of Shenyang City, Liaoning Province Women's Prison is a part of a complex comprising 5 independent provincial-level prisons. 20 deaths of Falun Gong practitioners have been confirmed at the prison, also known as the Shenyang Women's Prison, since the Chinese Communist regime started persecuting the spiritual practice in July 1999. When China's labor camps were nominally shut down in 2013, the notorious Masanjia forced labor camp was renamed the Masanjia Ward of Liaoning Women's Prison. In this and many other facilities throughout China, authorities have attempted to force practitioners to renounce their belief in Falun Gong using numerous forms of torture, including shocking with electric batons, hanging in painful positions, forced labor, and psychological abuses. A year after this website reported that 84 practitioners were still incarcerated at the prison, 11 additional cases have been confirmed. Once Falun Gong practitioners are transferred to the Liaoning Women's Prison, their connection to the outside world is cut off. Because few family visits are allowed and all conversations are monitored, information about what has happened in the prison is very difficult to come by.
A strong energy field at the Calgary Health Show. A special energy was in the air when Falun Gong practitioners from Calgary, Canada, participated in the Calgary Health Show at Spruce Meadows Center on March 28th and 29th, 2015. More than 100 enterprises and organizations displayed their products, ranging from cuisine demonstrations, natural therapy, health food and medicine, and fitness equipment. Falun Gong practitioners demonstrated the exercises and introduced the basic teachings and principles of cultivation to the health show visitors. When Royston Frederick stepped into the hall, he felt a strong energy field, different from the energy radiated from other booths. Mr. Frederick, one of the exhibitors at the health show, has studied the energy of the human body for years. Out of curiosity, he wandered around looking for the source of the energy. Finally, he stopped at the Falun Gong booth. He sat from a distance and watched the practitioners quietly for almost an hour. He then approached them and asked them for details about Falun Gong. The principles and the exercises impressed him. Royston told practitioners that Falun Gong is special and he wanted to study it in depth. Royston is not the only person who sensed the strong energy field from the Falun Gong booth. Two gentlemen were also amazed by the energy when they entered the hall and wanted to learn more about Falun Gong from practitioners. One of the attendees was eager to introduce Falun Gong to the members of his organization. He invited practitioners to one of their events and offered them a free booth for 3 days. One woman took a Falun Gong flyer for her son. The next day, she told practitioners that her son's history professor had introduced Falun Gong in class and told the students about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Both she and her son were interested in learning more about Falun Gong. A middle-aged gentleman told practitioners that he has already read the book Juan Falun and showed practitioners the exercise movements he had learned from the instruction video. He looked forward to joining practitioners at the local exercise site to fine-tune his movements.
Woman faces trial for exercising her right to belief. A mother of two from a village in Liaoning province has been jailed for almost 20 months without trial. Her crime? Teaching her father a traditional Chinese cultivation practice. Ms. Sun Yang Chu was arrested on August 23, 2013 for teaching her father Falun Gong, a peaceful cultivation practice that promotes good health and spiritual growth based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She has been detained ever since, far beyond the legal limit, and is now facing trial. Ms. Sun is a Falun Gong practitioner from Liaoning province. The district procuratorate filed the case with the district court in November 2013. The court did not hold the trial within the required time frame and only informed her family in February 2015 of an upcoming trial. Her family sought help from a lawyer who confirmed that she had been detained beyond the legal limit and was able to get the trial canceled. After the Nan Piao District Court set a new trial date of March 31, 2015, Ms. Sun's family went to the court and requested her immediate release. Court officials would not admit that Ms. Sun has been held longer than legally allowed and refused to release her. They said that the trial would be held within the week. The Nan Piao District Procuratorate has charged Ms. Sun with interfering with law enforcement, a standard charge thrown at Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience. The purported evidence to substantiate the charge was that Ms. Sun taught her father Falun Gong and there were Falun Gong books in her home. Ms. Sun has now been detained almost 20 months in the Hulu-Dao Detention Center. Her family is very worried about her situation and has visited Nan Piao District Judicial Offices many times to request her release. Ms. Sun has two young children who are devastated by the loss of their mother. Ms. Sun's mother is also distraught over her daughter's situation. Ms. Sun is well-liked in her village, and her neighbors have expressed outrage over her unfair treatment. The village office even issued a statement attesting to her good character and have asked for her release.
Top designers of Western Taiwan impressed by Shen Yun's creativity. Shen Yun's performing arts put on 12 sold-out shows in Taichung City Taoyuan, Taiwan, from March 18th to 29th. Local artists and designers lauded the artistry and positive energy exhibited in the performance. Traditional landscape painter, leading toward a new era. Shan Yun has positioned itself at a unique artistic intersection between East and West, the traditional and the modern, said Yu Chuanqi, who paints traditional Chinese landscapes. Shan Yun is ushering in a new era, one that is more encompassing and inclusive, said Mr. Yu, and added that anyone could learn something new and apply it to their own art. Ancient Chinese culture could assimilate elements from other ethnic groups, which shows refined spiritual qualities, he said. Mr. Yu commented on the scenery portrayed in the digital backdrop. Chinese landscape paintings are different from general landscape paintings. When a painter treats Mother Nature with benevolence and virtue, he can then create a Chinese landscape painting. Department of Justice official, highest level of art. Shan Yun presents the highest level of art, said Mrs. Wu, a Department of Justice official. Such a great combination of performing arts and technology. I'm very glad to see that Shan Yun is able to share the essence of traditional Chinese people with the audience in such a short space of time. What made her most proud was that the stories and fables depicted on stage enabled both Chinese and non-Chinese spectators to be captured by the spirit of the Chinese culture that values gentleness, tolerance, and steadfastness. The beauty of the entire performance and the layout of the stories together demonstrate a basic spirit of compassion. It leaves the viewers with a good feeling that can strengthen the determination to be compassionate. It's great, Mrs. Wu enthused. Design director, just like being in heaven. The design director of a home improvement company, Ho Yicheng, said after the performance on March 18th, "The colors are so perfect. It was just like being in heaven. Maybe heaven is this magnificent, beautiful, pure, and compassionate. The color combinations of Shan Yun are so perfect. Many colors cannot be found in everyday life. So I think that heaven is probably like this." The precision and beautiful poses of the dancers are breathtaking. Shan Yun collects all elements of art. That combination is so perfect. Mr. Ho has seen Shan Yun for 3 years running, and he is touched every time. There is a kind of feeling on the inside, a kind of elevation of inner strength. Shan Yun demonstrates a kind of positive power. It's hard to express it in words. You must be there to feel it. Fashion designer, perfect and powerful. So perfect, so powerful. I feel very touched and want to cry, exclaimed fashion designer Chiang Yichin, who saw the performance on March 18th. The seamless cooperation between the performers and technology is magical. The dancing, lighting, technology, strength, and beauty were all so perfect. The color design makes people feel both the power and beauty. It is both soft and strong, she said in describing Shan Yun's choice of colors. It exhibits both quality and depth without being pretentious. It feels close to you. Personally, I am sensitive to energy fields. I feel that the energy and magnetic fields were very strong. As I'm talking right now, my entire body is still trembling, she added. Mrs. Chiang was also touched by being reminded of the importance of being a good person and trying the best to be compassionate and genuine. Chief designer, empowering people with positive energy. The golden colors were brilliant. It's a kind of powerful light that guides humankind, exclaimed Lo Wenchun, the designer-in-chief of an interior design company. The dancers worked very hard. Their soft bodies and lithe movements were at such a high level of dance. I've never seen any dance like this. They landed with almost no sound. Watching the performers in traditional Chinese dress, Mrs. Lo felt the gentle beauty of our Chinese culture. To her, Shanyun is unique and allows us to find the beauty of our culture. Blending antiquity and modernity, Shanyun is delivering a powerful message of compassion. The show contains very strong, positive energy that can guide people who are searching for a goal of life. Shanyun will continue to perform in Taipei, Taiwan, on April 3rd through 8th, and Chiayi on April 11th and 12th.
Taiwanese policemen drawn to learn Falun Gong while researching the persecution in China. I'm fortunate to be a policeman in Taiwan. I can follow my conscience to do what I should do as a policeman. Most of all, I have the freedom to practice Falun Gong and follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Mr. Pan Yian, a police officer in Taiwan, shares how he learned Falun Gong and his advice to policemen in mainland China who have been forced to participate in the persecution of innocent people. Falun Gong practitioners who simply want to practice their belief. Searching for the meaning of life. Yian grew up in a happy family. Both of his parents are civil service employees. Yian and his older sister get along very well and take care of each other. Like many families in Taiwan, he believes in Buddha's reincarnation and the principle that good will be rewarded and the wicked punished. Growing up, Yian heard many stories of Buddhism and read many of the Buddhist scriptures. He never stopped searching for the meaning of life and a path to heaven. However, he didn't find the kind of answers he was looking for in any of the books or scriptures he read. Finding Falun Gong through news about the persecution. After the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, launched the persecution of Falun Gong in mainland China in 1999, news about the persecution spread to Taiwan. Yian was a college student at the time and became curious about what was going on across the strait. He wondered, why did the CCP choose to suppress Falun Gong out of all the Qigong practices? The CCP has a record of lying and violating human rights. Based on the CCP's history of the Cultural Revolution and the Tiananmen Square massacre, what it chose to suppress have been good things. This must be the case with Falun Gong. During his research to find out what actually happened in China, Yian began exploring Falun Gong in depth and ended up finding it to be a great cultivation practice. Yian, his mother, and sister attended a 9-day Falun Gong lecture series and have been practicing ever since. Recounting his experience, Yian said, "When I first read Juan Falun, I thought it was a book that teaches people good morality. After reading it 3 times, I found it is a book of high-level cultivation. The principles are profound, but the language is easy to understand. The words hit the nail on the head. I found answers to my questions about the meaning of life. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance keeps me away from temptations." Yian's job as a policeman brings him in close contact with all of the problems affecting society, including disputes, violence, crimes related to money, prostitution, etc. His job often requires him to go to many indecent places. Yian said, "Sometimes temptations arose, but I remind myself that I am a cultivator. I calm down and smoothly do my job. I feel fortunate that I have truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in my heart. These principles keep me away from all temptations." Advice to policemen in mainland China. To help expose the persecution of Falun Gong in China, Yian played the role of a Chinese policeman during a reenactment of forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners. It is a hard role to play for a kind-hearted policeman who has taken safeguarding the people as his responsibility. On the other hand, Yian feels very sorry for the Chinese police who have taken part in the persecution. The crimes they have committed include torture and genocide, the same as Nazi war criminals. These officers have to be held accountable for their crimes. Yian would like to advise the police in mainland China. Never say I'm simply following orders from my higher-up. Never use it as your excuse. Your conscience cannot be overridden by orders. The persecutors will be punished, just as the Nazi police and medical employees who took part in the genocide of the Jewish people were punished. I hope that those who have participated in the persecution will see things clearly, stop committing crimes, and make up for their wrongdoing. Seize the chance to choose goodness and avoid being punished along with the CCP. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.